This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, even though it's the day after a very ill-considered Supreme Court decision, which if you read the headlines, you might think has handed over half the state of Oklahoma to the control of an Indian tribe, which numbers 80,000 members. Yes, that's the population of the so-called Muscogee Creek Nation, which won this particular case. What was this case really about? And what's the background? We will get to that. We'll also be speaking with Jake Tapper of CNN about the Afghan War, which he knows something about. He wrote a book. He just did a fairly remarkable new movie about the Afghan War, which is at the moment the number one streaming movie on both iTunes and Fandango. And that movie we will get to and be removing together with the latest from Will Ferrell. He plays a competitor in the Eurovision Song Contest. And The Old Guard, which is a supernatural anti-terror movie featuring Charlize Theron. That and much more coming up on a very busy hour of the Medved Show. But first off, this court case, it was highlighted in the New York Times. And this, by the way, is you need to read more than one newspaper. Honestly, you do. It's never enough to just read the New York Times. It's never enough to just read the Washington Post. It's never enough even to just read the Wall Street Journal, because you're going to get misled. And the headline in the New York Times is, "Vast swath of Oklahoma is part of Indian territory, court says." And I know there's supposed to be big celebrations and it's joyous. And the New York Times quotes the principal chief of the Muscogee Creek Nation. His name is David Hill, saying, "This is a historic day. This is amazing. It's never too late to make things right." Here's the way the Times covered the story underneath that headline, "Vast swath of Oklahoma is part of Indian Territory," court says. The Supreme Court yesterday ruled that much of eastern Oklahoma falls within an Indian reservation. The case was steeped in the United States government's long history of brutal removals and broken treaties with indigenous tribes, and grappled with whether the lands of the Muscogee Creek Nation had remained a reservation after Oklahoma became a state. Now, of course, it sounds like, well, this is just a simple case of justice. How can you take their reservation land away from them? This is not so simple. What this case was an appeal by a really, really, really horrible person. It's a guy named Jim C. McGirt. And the Jim C. McGirt was sentenced in Oklahoma State Court to 500 years in prison. And he's on the way to serving that sentence. And the what was his appeal based on? First of all, what was his crime? His crime was incredibly brutal and truly disgusting and repeated abuse over years of a very little boy. And, okay, Jim C. McGirt appealed, not based on the fact that he was innocent. He clearly is guilty. But he appealed based on the fact that because he is a member of this Indian tribe, and because he allegedly committed his crimes in lands that they claim, the state of Oklahoma had no right to try him. And now he's going to have to be retried in federal court. And the same is true of a guy named Patrick Murphy, who had committed murder under the same circumstances. This is not handing over some kind of huge land grant. In fact, the Jonadev Chaudhuri says he's the ambassador for the Creek Nation to the rest of the world. He says, not one inch of land changed hands today. All that happened was clarity was brought to potential prosecutions within Creek Nation. In other words, this doesn't give the reservation or the Indian tribe any new right to develop more casinos, just what we need, or to, or even to create parks if that's what they wanted to do. The land is still owned by the people who own it. And that ownership hasn't changed. All that's changed is a legal jurisdiction, and all of this because of Justice Gorsuch. And it's an incredibly stupid and destructive decision, because what it means is, for instance, they're going to have to spend literally millions of dollars, because that's what it costs to mount a federal trial. The federal government is going to have to retry Patrick Murphy, who committed murder. They're going to have to retry Jim C. McGirt, who committed repeated and brutal, truly brutal abuse of small children. And that's just going to have to be retried. Taxpayers are going to have to stand for it. And it's going to make it much more complicated for law enforcement. Because, frankly, even this Muscogee Creek band that won this case and now has a bunch more land where they allegedly have tribal jurisdiction has said, we can't handle that in our tribal courts. But then they have to rely on the federal government. Okay, and here is part of what John Roberts brought up in dissent, because this case was the four liberals on the court plus Gorsuch against the four more sane, more rational members of the court. The four who dissented were led by Chief Justice John Roberts, and they included Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito and Brett Kavanaugh. And why Gorsuch took this decision, apparently he has a history, so says the New York Times, of siding with Indian tribes. It says, Justice Neil M. Gorsuch, a Westerner who has sided with tribes in previous cases and joined the court's more liberal members to form the majority, said the Congress had granted the Creeks a reservation and that the United States needed to abide by its promises. Now, in the New York Times, they don't even cite the dissent by John Roberts, which was courageous and insightful and right on the money. The picture from dissenting justices was far different, reports the Wall Street Journal. Why you need to do at least two newspapers on all of these cases and any issue that comes up. The picture from dissenting justices was far different. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that whatever promises of perpetual rights the U.S. made in the Creek to the Creek Nation in a treaty were extinguished in the 1860s. Quote, the five tribes, they were called at the time the five civilized tribes. The five tribes whose members collectively held at least 8,000 slaves, signed treaties of alliance with the Confederacy, and contributed forces, that's soldiers, right, to fight alongside rebel troops. The Chief Justice wrote, joined by Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Brett Kavanaugh. Congress began reducing the tribes' territory and abolished their sovereignty altogether with Oklahoma statehood, he wrote. By conferring citizenship on tribe members and giving them a vote in the formation of the state, Congress incorporated them into a new political community, he wrote. To hold otherwise may destabilize the governance of vast swaths of Oklahoma. And that's because these other tribes, the other four tribes, are expected to go ahead and follow suit on this disastrous decision. Gorsuch, a major, major disappointment. We will be speaking about a movie that is not a disappointment, and with an author who deserves credit for bringing to the public a story of gallantry. The author's name, Jake Tapper, coming up. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
That show. As promised, I'm very pleased to be able to welcome back to the show Jake Tapper, who is probably best known as the chief Washington correspondent for CNN. He is the host of every weekday night of The Lead with Jake Tapper. But more relevant to what we're going to be talking about, he's also an author of some distinction. He's done a couple of books that I really, really liked and admired. And he's also now a movie producer, because his book from about 8 years ago, The Outpost, is now one of the best films of the year. It's really a remarkable achievement. It's about one of the forgotten battles of the Afghan War. Jake, congratulations on The Outpost.
Thank you so much. It means a lot to me to hear you say that, both because I respect you as just a person and as a thinker, but also because I was first introduced to you as a movie critic. So it means a lot.
Well, thank you. Okay, first of all, The Outpost, I think, is remarkable because it gives you a really a close-up personal focus on some of the real 54 American soldiers who somehow, most of them, survived an attack by over 400 very heavily armed, well-trained, determined Taliban attackers. Why is it, you think, that most Americans know nothing at all about this major battle of the Afghan War?
It happened, this battle took place in October 2009 in a very, very remote outpost, 14 miles from the border of Pakistan. And I can't really explain why there wasn't a lot of coverage or why there hasn't been a lot of attention to it, except to say that it is very difficult to get to. Then journalistically, I can just tell you, as somebody who wrote this book, which the book is the whole history of the entire outpost from its birth in 2006 to some of its successes, and then, of course, the overwhelming attack in 2009, it's really honestly very tough to get the Pentagon to cooperate and tell stories. I've said this to secretaries of defense. I mean, there were times that I wanted to talk to somebody about the book, and the public information officers did not make it easy. I was just so obsessed with the story that I tracked down almost everybody I needed to, and I wrote the book anyway. But it's not necessarily an easy thing, especially when there is a loss of life, and especially when the military considers something to theoretically be a failure. Although, as you rightly point out, it's amazing that this small group of service members beat back this overwhelming attack, and most of them survived.
It's the only engagement ever in which there are two surviving soldiers, both of whom won the Medal of Honor. And
Vietnam,
boy, do you understand? Yeah, boy, do you understand that watching the movie. Well, Jake, I wanted to speak a little bit about the Afghan War in context, because this is something that, compared to most Americans, compared to most journalists, you know a great deal more about than would be typical. Do you have a lot of hope for a peace agreement with the Taliban?
Well, I mean, that's such a complicated question.
Yes, it is.
I guess it's on several different levels I can answer it. One is, do I think that the Taliban can be trusted, that they have actually renounced Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and that they will never form an alliance with a terrorist group? No, of course not. I don't trust that at all. The question then becomes, do I think we should not enter into a peace agreement? Do I think that we should keep our service members there for another 5, 10, 20 years? And the answer is I don't know. I don't have to set policy, so all I have to do is ask questions of policymakers and report on things accurately. I do think that I would like to know what we're doing there, what our men and women are doing there. Like, what is the plan? In 2001, it was go after Al-Qaeda, and then the plan changed to let's help rebuild Afghanistan. There's a little bit of that in the movie. You see what's called counterinsurgency, trying to get locals to join with the U.S. in exchange for projects, hydroelectric dams and schools and roads, in exchange for, you know, not siding with the insurgency. It's a very, very difficult work. It's very, very difficult to do, especially in a country like Afghanistan, where they know that eventually the U.S. will leave. So I don't know. I would like to hear some sort of cohesive, coherent plan as to what our troops need to be doing there before I could personally, like, feel comfortable about staying there. I just don't know. It's just so complicated, and the job that we're asking these young men and women to do is so tough.
Which you see in the film, which is remarkable. And one thing about the film is it shows the professionalism, the heroism of our members of the United States Army in face of what are really inexplicable decisions about placing this outpost in this terribly vulnerable position. It must have been haunting for some of the people who actually are depicted on screen to actually see the film and see themselves. And by the way, it's worth staying for everybody till the end credits because you meet some of these remarkable people.
Yeah.
Jake, in terms of history, because, you know, the old saying from the former Phil Graham, the former publisher of the Washington Post, that journalism is the first draft of history. Where do you think history will come down on our 19-year-long war in Afghanistan?
I think that it will be seen as an idealistic failure. That it was, that the after the first wave of it, after Al-Qaeda was defeated and the Taliban were defeated, that there became this idealistic desire to rebuild the country and turn Afghanistan into a place where girls can go to school and where Western ideas could take root, Western ideas like democracy. And I think it's just been very, very difficult to do and very, very difficult to achieve. You know, you have malevolent actors such as Pakistan, such as Russia, trying to undermine what I think ultimately has been a noble goal. And, you know, I shouldn't say failure because I do think there have been some successes, but I think it's been a tremendous cost. You know, they used to say about the Vietnam War, it wasn't a 10-year war, it was 10 different 1-year wars. And I think that's the same problem.
You see that focus very much in the new film, The Outpost. It's co-produced by Jake Tapper, who wrote the book that inspired it. And The Outpost is also directed by Rod Lurie, who is a graduate of West Point and a former Army officer, and I think that helps. We will be right back with more on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump admitted that White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci has made a lot of mistakes in how he's handled the messaging during the coronavirus pandemic.
Dr. Fauci's a nice man, but he's made a lot of mistakes. Like, you don't have to ban him coming in from very infected China. I did it anyway, and we saved hundreds of thousands of lives. I banned Europe from coming in when Italy and when France and Spain were having all the problems, and we saved hundreds of thousands of lives. A lot of people said, don't do it. They've been wrong about a lot of things.
A massive heat wave is affecting much of the country, with the National Weather Service forecasting 75 or more record high temperatures to be approached or broken from today through Tuesday alone, and that number is expected to grow. Temperatures in Phoenix and Las Vegas could reach 115 degrees. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Medved show, there is a professor who has a very good track record of calling elections who is predicting a winner for this upcoming campaign with 90% certainty, he says. He has a record of accurately predicting 25 of 27 elections. Okay, that's quite a record. His name is Helmut Norpoth. He is a professor of political science at Stony Brook University in New York. And in 2016, 8 months ahead of the election, he called it for Trump. And there are not many people who did that. So he was on Fox News and saying that the chances for Trump's reelection, in his opinion, are above 90%. Quote, the key to the November election is the primaries, he said. He added that Trump won all the primaries, I mean, even in states that are thought to be more liberal. He got more than 90% of the Republicans. He didn't really have any significant opposition. Joe Walsh and Mark Sanford and former governor of Massachusetts, Bill Weld, were not serious candidates. He says, on balance, a stronger performance in primaries gives Donald Trump the edge in November. And he says the terrain of presidential contests is littered with nominees who saw a poll lead in the spring turn into dust in the fall. The list is long and discouraging. It as follows span such notables as Thomas Dewey in 1948, who lost by a substantial margin, Jimmy Carter in 1980, Michael Dukakis in 1988, George W. Bush in 1992, and John Kerry in 2004. To cite just the most spectacular cases. Look, he's right. Coming out of his convention, and that was later in this cycle than this, Michael Dukakis had a 17-point lead over George Herbert Walker Bush, and then he lost by 8 points. So that's a 25-point swing. So for people who are saying, oh, it's already cooked, Biden has it in the bag, they're wrong. In the weeks leading up to the 2016 election, Trump trailed former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton in nearly every poll and still won the presidency. Yeah, but he lost the popular vote. And this time, if he wins twice in a row, losing the popular vote, it will help to undermine the second administration horribly, if that is the case. The polls have read much the same way in 2020. And he says, Norpoth says, where I would expect the pandemic to have an effect is on the approval rating of the president, and I don't see any dent in Trump's approval rating. Unless his approval rating collapses, I don't think this will have much bearing on my forecast. Now, look, one issue, it seems to me, that if it becomes a clearly defined issue that can be turned around is going to be the radical assault on policing and police officers. It's like what we began the show with today, this insanity of literally cutting 50% of the budget for policing in the city of Seattle. Now, I know that's a local issue, but if they're doing it in Seattle, and I don't believe even a majority of people in Seattle like that idea, and an overwhelming majority of Americans are going to oppose the war on police. And there's another example of the war on police, it seems to me, in a story from the Walla Walla Union Bulletin. And it also connects to what we were talking about with Jake Tapper about the war in Afghanistan. Why? It says, Walla Walla police officer Nat Small announced yesterday he will alter his tattoo to remove the double S portion, a scout sniper memorial he has wore since 2010, that he has been under recent community fire, that has been under recent community fire as a symbol of neo-Nazism. In the letter Wednesday released by the city, available in full, Small said that he will alter his arm tattoo, which features brass knuckles over the double S, and includes the name of his fallen comrades killed in 2010 in Afghanistan. His decision pleases members of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, which threatened a lawsuit several weeks ago when alerted to the tattoo. They said they might still file a federal suit if Small doesn't disclose how and when he plans to alter the tattoo. Oh, come on. It's enough. It should be enough that the guy says he's going to do it. The group's spokesperson, Mikey Weinstein, also called for Police Chief Scott Bieber to be fired for wrongful exercise of his authority and wrongdoing in his response to the outcry surrounding the tattoo. Small has been a police officer since November 2017. But he was a scout sniper in the U.S. Marine Corps beforehand when he was sent abroad to fight for the United States. The double lightning bolt SS tattoo was informally adopted by some members of the scout snipers, but it has also been highly criticized as the same Schutzstaffel symbol used by the Nazi Party and now neo-Nazis. In 2012, it was denounced by the Marine Corps. Small said in the letter Wednesday that in his younger years he might have done something, anything, to keep the ink and would have let pride interfere with his success. He also said he didn't make the decision to alter the tattoo to avoid punishment or financial losses. Quote, my actions are my actions alone and not out of fear of repercussions, but rather in an honest effort to bring healing and unity to the community that I serve in a time of great division. I have seen my community divided with good people on both sides of the aisle, he wrote in his letter. Look, the letter is beautiful. The sentiment is beautiful. This is a good guy. And the idea that he is still being persecuted over this is a bit nuts. After the organization and several community members did not get a response to their initial concerns about the tattoo, a protest was planned last month, but the event was flooded with supporters of local law enforcement. This is Walla Walla. This is not Seattle. And that's a good thing. He Police, why is he under fire? Why is they called for his resignation? Because at this rally of supporters for the police department, he spoke, he said, I'm not going to lie to anybody and say we are perfect in the police department. There's only one person that walked the face of the earth that was perfect. Okay, Don Lemon, of course, says Jesus wasn't perfect, but that's another thing, the stupidity yesterday. Okay, so you know what? They are calling for the police chief to resign because he was evangelizing. Is it evangelizing to say that there's only one person who was perfect? This is unbelievable. Weinstein said his organization and clients in Walla Walla want Bieber fired for both malfeasance and malfeasance for his actions. The Military Religion Freedom Foundation and our Walla Walla clients were horrified by the police chief's blatant Christian proselytizing from the back of that vehicle during the recent public protest, where he made it clear that only one person in human history was ever perfect, who walked the face of the earth. Obviously, a direct reference to Jesus Christ. Can we stop this? The attack on the police officers and the good people, and to this police sergeant who served our country with distinction in the Marine Corps in the Afghan War. Isn't this exactly the kind of police officer you want and you need? This, frankly, is one of the reasons that I do think that the prediction by this Professor Hoputh or Horputh might have some validity, because if this turns on a vote between a candidate who is for holding back, denouncing, and defunding the police, and one who is pro-police all the way, I think I know which way America is going to vote. How am I going to vote on the new movies by Charlize Theron and Will Ferrell and the Jake Tapper film we talked about, The Outpost, coming up? Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Everybody will enjoy every aspect of a glorious mid-July weekend. And there are also a bunch of new movies, a couple of them kind of interesting, that are coming out for people who want to stream them at home. The latest from Hollyweird. Okay, one movie that sounds somewhat weird, and yes, it is The Old Guard. And this is a movie with a very big, luminous star, Charlize Theron. And she's doing something in this film that she's done in a couple of her films, in Fury Road, the Mad Max movie. She even got an Oscar nomination for it. And in Atomic Blonde, she plays a tough gal. I mean, the kind of woman who, in hand-to-hand combat, can take down literally dozens of men. Well, here she plays a that kind of tough gal with three partners. They're recruiting a new partner from the Afghan War, as a matter of fact, who's played by Kiki Layne, who's a young female African-American recruit. But they aren't just ordinary anti-terror operatives. They are immortals. Listen.
So how old are you?
We met in the Crusades.
The Crusades?
We killed each other
many times.
We fought thousands of battles side by side.
So we really never die.
Nothing that lives, lives forever. One day your wounds just don't heal up anymore. We don't know when.
There's a lot to understand.
Yeah, there is a lot to understand, and you don't understand all of it by the end of the film either. It's complicated, but it's interesting, and it's very well done. The action scenes are terrific. And Charlize Theron is even better in this than some of her previous tough gal roles. She actually plays someone who's been alive, we're told, for thousands of years, trying to do good. Her performance makes the film almost worthwhile, or somewhat worthwhile. 2.5 stars for The Old Guard. It's rated R for very tough language and some really very gruesome wounds that are highlighted in the course of the film. Another movie that is coming out that is very different is a PG-13 rated film, though it should be R. And it's film starring Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams. And they play childhood sweethearts in Iceland who have one Dream. The title of the film gives the dream away. It's called Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga. Listen.
Ever since we were children, we've had one dream.
Winning the Eurovision Song Contest.
All right, everyone. I am Lars. This is Sigrid. We are Fire Saga.
Who wants to hear Eurovision song?
All of Iceland thinks we are a joke. And my father is ashamed of me.
No, he's not.
He looked me into the eyes and said, I am ashamed of you.
Maybe he was drunk.
He said, and you might think that I'm drunk, but I am dead sober.
Idiot.
The father is played by Pierce Brosnan, who's actually very funny in the film. And there's a supporting character, Dan Stevens, who does a pitch-perfect Russian accent, playing a Russian contestant in Eurovision known as the Lion of Love. He's very funny. There are a few laughs, but not many. And the film just seems to go on and on and on, and it's very well padded. And for a film that's supposed to be a goofy comedy, there are some pretty gruesome scenes, plus some very specific focus on male anatomy and various assets and shortcomings therein. It's by the way, it shouldn't be rated PG-13. It should be rated R. And it's available on Netflix. It should be call upon people to use our sponsor, Clearplay, if you want to see it with a family. I feel sorry for Will Ferrell, who has had a number of duds recently, and this is another one. There's no chemistry between him and Rachel McAdams. The rating would be 2 stars for Eurovision. And again, if you have a film that you really, really want to see between this and they're very different kinds of films, and the Old Guard, well, Old Guard, that 2.5-star rating, which brings me to the 3.5-star movie from today, which is the film that Jake Tapper co-produced. And it's interesting because it has a cast that features a lot of people who aren't that well known, but they will be. One of them is the son of Mel Gibson. One of them is the son of Clint Eastwood. And then there's also Orlando Bloom as a noble officer at the outpost in Afghanistan in 2009. Listen.
Welcome to the dark side of the moon, gentlemen.
Aren't we supposed to be on top of the mountain to win this thing?
Our job is to separate the Taliban and the ordinary people.
How do we do our jobs? Stay safe. Respect keeps us safe.
I wouldn't trade this for anything.
Look at us. Band of brothers.
Keep them in your prayers, okay?
I love you.
We're going to win by getting their hearts and minds.
We want their hearts and minds, and they want our blood and guts.
Okay, that's unfortunately becomes very true when the 53 men who were in the outpost, this is a completely true story about a decisive battle that was fought on October 3rd, 2009. The battle involved 400 Taliban, almost a 10-to-1 outnumbering the embattled Americans. The Taliban had all kinds of equipment, everything going for them. So what happens in the battle? Well, you have to see the movie. I will say that 2 members of this real-life cast, in other words, all of the actors are playing people who really lived. 2 of the people in this battle won the Medal of Honor. And it's truly a remarkable story. What makes it so compelling is just the filmmaking by director Rod Lurie. I think it does help that he's a graduate of West Point, that he was himself an Army officer. The nobility of regular soldiers doing their job, even under impossible circumstances, with leadership and orders from the top that aren't always so rational or so good, all of that comes across in a remarkable film. It's 2 hours long. There isn't a spare minute. You actually could see the film go on longer. But stay till the end, because at the end, this remarkable film, which is streaming on iTunes and Fandango and elsewhere, at the very end, this remarkable film lets you meet some of the real-life characters who you'd have seen portrayed on screen. No, not all the people at the outpost die. That's spoiler alert, but you knew that. And again, congratulations to Rod Lurie and the director, and to Scott Eastwood, Orlando Bloom, and Milo Gibson, and the whole rest of the cast, which is uniformly strong. 3.5 stars for The Outpost. Now, there's another movie that is out there that I'm actually very glad I watched, which is called David Foster, The Untold Story. Who is David Foster? This is a documentary that stars Barbara Streisand and Celine Dion and Michael Bublé and Andrea Bocelli and Whitney Houston. Why? Because he produced songs for all of them. He's one of the most famous movie music producers in history. And some of the dialogue, some of the narration in the film sounds like this.
People who are musical understand the genius of David Foster. Some guys are just the producer. They disappear in the room. There's the artist over there. He is the artist. He is the showman. He has that sound of a hit record.
I believe in my head that I'm going to get a better vocal out of this singer than he or she has ever done before or ever will do again.
And he does for a lot of them. 3 stars for the David Foster movie. What a fascinating figure, and I never really knew that much about him before. One of the things that makes this film worthwhile is he's remarkably candid about some of his failings, including 5 marriages. He's right now married to Catherine McPhee from American Idol, who's 38 years younger. But he's candid about everything. And the film is compelling from beginning to end, despite the fact that a lot of the major figures in the film, including David Foster himself, are Canadian. It's not officially rated, but this is one where the F word is used so often that the clear play would get a workout, trailing streaming almost everywhere, I believe on Netflix as well. Coming up Monday, there's a real question about a young high school girl who is admitted to a prestigious college and then she's dropped from admission. Why? Because she posted a pro-Trump video. Really? We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.